swings and misses. He struck him out. Fastball blew it by Stanton, who fans for the second time. How about this, Tobias Myers? 5 punchouts in 4 terrific innings. He's retired 8 in a row. Ortho ASAP strikeout. Bottom of the 4th, 1-0 New York on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with quick rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbless has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbless at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbless. Less is more.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Gary Sanchez greets Marcus Stroman in the bottom of the 4th inning. 1-0 Yankees in the pitch. Hit on the ground towards the whole left side. A diving play by Volpe, the shortstop. He knocks it to the ground, but that's it. Won't have a play, and it's an infield single for Gary Sanchez. This is the 3rd inning consecutively the Brewers have had the leadoff man reach against Stroman. In fact, it's the 2nd time it's been Gary. Got hit by a pitch in the 2nd. Now he singles. Tying run aboard. Nobody out. Here comes Blake Perkins. Pitch. Tried to bunt. Bunted right through it. Strike one there. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries for only $17.99. Win, lose, home or away, visit georgewebb.com. Blake batting left-handed. 0-1 pitch. Took a strike. Cut fastball on the inside corner, nothing in two. Stroman has been great once runners get on base. 0-2 pitch. Fading down and away with a splitter. Brewers have already left 4. A couple of those have been in scoring position. Last inning, they had a leadoff triple that went for naught. Perkins a single in the 2nd. Set at the chest is Stroman. The 1-2 pitch. Outside corner, strike 3 called. Beautiful cut fastball. Came through the back door. That is strikeout number 4 for Stroman. Let's pause 10 for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's Bryce Terang with 1 out. He'll take down and in. Along with Lane Grindle, I'm Josh Maurer from American Family Field. Kent Sommerfeld is our producer-engineer. This is the rubber match of a 3-game series. 1-0 Yankees in the bottom of the 4th on an Aaron Judge first-inning homer. Terang grounded into a double play his first time. Here comes the 1-0. Bryce takes it in at the knees. Cut fastball. Brewers won in 11 innings Friday. Yankees came back and had a big win yesterday. 1-1. Down low, 2-1. Yesterday's Brewers defeat 15-3. That was the first game all season they lost by five or more runs. Sanchez has a short lead in the 2-1 pitch. Lashed foul the opposite way into the netting left field side. And Terang is behind Stroman 1-2. Story of the series has been homers. Yankees have hit eight of them. Brewers have three. The 1-2 coming. Ground ball towards first. Played by Rizzo. He'll throw to second for one. Return to first by Volpe. Not in time. It went off the glove of Rizzo, but stayed in play as it hits off the dugout fence. And so Terang is safe at first on a fielder's choice. Score it 3-6. And now it's Terang replacing Sanchez at first with two out for Joey Ortiz. I don't think that they would have had Bryce anyway, even had Rizzo caught that return throw. He's too fast. Looking at the replay. He was already past the bag when the throw arrived back into Anthony Rizzo's glove. But we're seeing Marcus Stroman do what he does best. He's getting a ton of ground balls. Joey Ortiz up there, he walked back in the second. He's been the Brewers' hitter of the series. Stroman trying to navigate his way through four scoreless innings. He'll throw to first. You got to check on Bryce Terang. He is safe with a head first dive. No tag applied. 13 for 13, wiping bags. Good time to run here. Ortiz in the box. Now the pitch. Down low. Missed with a sinker. Ball one. Terang's got about a four-step lead. Two out in the inning. He's holding on the 1-0. That is outside. Cut fastball missed. It's 2-0 on Ortiz, who had his first career home run and then later first career walk-off on Friday night in the 11th inning. Marcus Stroman sets at the chest in the 2-0 pitch. Outside again, 3-0. Boy, he is getting a lot of respect, didn't he, from Marcus Stroman each time he's been up there. Jackson Churio in the on-deck circle. Terang at first with two out. Stroman's 3-0 pitch. Low and in, he walked him again. That time on four pitches. So Ortiz has gotten two bases on balls. Walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. So two on, two out. And let's see if young Jackson Churio can come through here for the crew.
Very similar situation to the one he came to the plate in the second inning. And Jackson hit it hard. He hit it 102 miles an hour on the ground at first and put a dent in the chest of Anthony Rizzo as he had to knock it down with his chest. One of the better swings we've seen from Jackson here of late. Jackson's going to get it figured out. That much you know. If you go look at his career, as he made his way up through the minors, that first 2-4 weeks, a little bit of an adjustment period. There's a flash of greatness in there, but also that learning curve. And then once he figures it out, he takes off. And he's about a month into this thing. This is a much different level than any other level of baseball, as we well know. It's just completely different up here. We've seen the ceiling of what Jackson Churio is going to become. And I think the really good stretch of baseball that we're going to see from him this year is probably just around the corner.
Matt Blake, the pitching coach, visited Stroman while you were talking, and now he's back in the dugout, and he misses low. Ball one on Churio. Runner at second, Terang. Runner at first, Ortiz, with two out. 1-0 Yankees. Stroman working from the stretch. Here it comes. Down and away. He's missed with six straight pitches now. It's 2-0. Fall Mound visits brought to you by Potawatomi Sportsbook, state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Potawatomi, Milwaukee next week. New era of sports betting. Hitters count the 2-0. Inside, ball seven in a row. And actually, very few, if any, of these seven have been all that close. Frelick's on deck. It's 3-0. Now the pitch. There's a strike right through there. Straighten it out. 3-1. Jackson Churio in the driver's seat still. Stroman has his sign. 3-1 pitch. Ground ball hit towards second base. Play for Gleyber Torres. Moving to his left. Fields and throws. And Churio is out. Side retired. Brewers have left six on base. Three of them in scoring position. Frustrating afternoon thus far. And Tobias Myers, it's been pretty much exactly like his debut in Pittsburgh. Given up one run, hadn't gotten any support. We go to the fifth, 1-0 Yankees on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Golfers are excited about playing Sweetgrass and Sage Run. Book your early season golf adventure today. Early season runs May 3rd through May 24th. Stay and play golf packages start at $110. Add to your experience a post-round massage at the Drift Spa. Enjoy a steak and cold beer, then time with your friends at your favorite table games. Visit islandresortgolf.com and take a drive.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
To the fifth, 1-0 Yankees, and here is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Anthony Rizzo leads off against Myers, and the first offering to Rizzo is high. It's 1-0. Rizzo with a double. Out to right center, back in the second inning. He has four hits in this series, and now he's got five. He lines one into center field for a leadoff single. Just the third hit surrendered by Tobias Myers, and it's the first time this afternoon the Yankees have had their leadoff man aboard. And here's Gleyber Torres. Time for a vibe check. Cooler full of Busy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Busy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. So here's Torres. And a chopper to third. Actually, to short. It's Adames to field it. And pivots and throws to second to Terang to retire Rizzo. To get the first out of the inning, Torres hit first on a fielder's choice. That ball looked like it was going to be a ball. Typically, you'd see the third baseman go cut in front of the shortstop and play on the forehand. But Ortiz backed off of it, and Adames was able to actually get around it and then make that throw to second base. Here's Oswaldo Cabrera. First pitch lined into center. Perkins coming over, has to let it drop in front of him on a bounce. And Cabrera with a single, and now first and second for the Yankees with one away. And Jose Trevino, the Yankees catcher, coming to the plate, the number nine hitter in this lineup. Be interesting to see how long the Brewers go with Tobias Myers. He has been borderline brilliant so far in this start here this afternoon. First pitch to Trevino is a fly ball out to right. This is playable for Churio. Moves back into his right a couple of steps, makes the catch. Tagging at second is Torres. He'll get to third. He's there with two outs. And so Myers now starting to go through the lineup a third time. And in many cases, that's when you start having to think about what's next for that starting pitcher. But he's been strong so far. And a chance to get himself out of this inning with runners on the corners and two outs. And Anthony Volpe coming to the plate. Been two hits in the inning against Myers. Volpe is 0 for 2 and 0 for 11 in the series. Righty versus righty matchup. Myers the pitch. Fouled out of play first base side. It's 0-1. He's still coming right after him. So this is the third time that Volpe has seen Myers. He's flied to right. He's grounded out to short. A one. High drive out to right center field. Perkins going back at the track. It is gone. A three-run shot from Anthony Volpe. His third of the season. And it's 4-0 New York. Cut fastball down the middle. Volpe had been quiet all series long. And the Yankees just continue to score via the home run. Second most runs in baseball via the home run coming into today. They've scored all four of their runs today via the home run. And now 9 home runs in this series for New York. And here's Juan Soto. First pitch to Soto. Is down in the dirt. It's 1-0.
A birthday blast for Volpe. How about that?
Anthony Volpe celebrating his 23rd birthday today. And this is a talented lineup. That's an understatement. The Yankees have a lot of firepower. 1-0 to Soto. Is a ground ball foul up the first baseline. It's 1-1. Really shouldn't take a lot away from the way Tobias Myers has competed, though, here this afternoon. He's pitched it well. Has not walked a batter. He's given up just 5 hits in 4 2/3. Just gave up the last one with a couple of guys on in front of him. 1-1. Down and away with a changeup. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike on Soto, who's 0 for 2 against Myers so far this afternoon. 4-0 New York. Myers 2-1. Fouled back and out of play. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ball went into one of the booths next door. Play was not made. I'm sad to report. Pitch clock reset for Myers here. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Soto. The pitch. Down and away with a changeup. Soto didn't go after it. And it's full now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Soto was here in September last year with that disappointing Padres club. What star power that San Diego team had a year ago. 3-2, ground ball, backhanded on a dive by Terang to his feet. Throws to first in time. What a spectacular play by Bryce Terang at second base. 4-3 in your scorebook, but a 3-run shot by Volpe has given the Yankees a 4-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
MJ.
Yankees with a 4-0 lead. Stroman back out there at 68 pitches. And the top of the Brewers order in Sal Frelick at the plate. Frelick one for two this afternoon with a triple. And he takes up and in with a cut fastball. It's 1-0. 1-0 pitch. Frelick takes outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Flash sale going on until midnight tonight. Go to brewers.com/flash sale. It's courtesy of Festival Foods. 2-0's up and away. 3 balls and no strikes. And a little frustration from Stroman. And he's going to ask for a new baseball. $5 tickets to that Rays series. Terrace outfield. Loge outfield. Loge bleachers. Pitch up and away. And it is a 4-pitch walk to Frelick. That is the fourth walk issued by Stroman. We were saying during the break, you watch Myers and you watch Stroman this afternoon, you feel like Myers has pitched better, yet it's the Yankees up 4-0 because two mistakes have been hit over the wall. Stroman's been in stressful innings every inning, but he's a veteran and he's found a way to kind of wiggle his way through each inning and not give up any damage. Here's Contreras. He takes a strike. It's 0-1. A 1-pitch. Bouncer on the left side. Charging is the third baseman Cabrera, and he will bobble it. No play anywhere. It'll be an infield single for Contreras. And yet again, the Brewers have their first two on to start the inning. Brewers did this in the second inning and we're unable to come away with anything. Now they've got first and second, and Adames coming to the plate, and it would be big to answer after that 3-run home run by Volpe in the top half of the inning. Try to get some of these runs back here in the bottom of the fifth. And here's Willie, who we told you in the first inning has had good numbers against Stroman in his career. He's 8-for-18 with 2 home runs. Against the veteran right-hander. First pitch is a ground ball foul up the third baseline. It's 1-0. He got a slider at the knees, but over the middle of the plate. Wasn't a bad pitch to try to do some damage with, if you're Willie. Rolled it foul. Stroman's 0-1. And he checked and took a strike with a cutter. Nothing in 2 count. Adames looks back at Malinsky. He didn't like that call. Has to hit on Stroman's terms now. 0-2 pitch. Popped it up, fouling out of play. That's a good job at just getting a piece of it. If you're Willie Adames, it was a slider away, probably a ball. But again, you're in swing mode now, trying to protect as much as you can and just stay alive and hope that Stroman makes a mistake to you. 0-2. Down and away with a slider. And it's one ball and two strikes. Willie 0 for 1 with a walk today. He struck out against Stroman back in that third when Frelick led the inning off with a triple and was stranded there. 1-2 pitch. Drive into right center field. That's going to get down. And one hop the glove of Soto. Around third, headed for home is Frelick. He is in there safely. Stopping at third is Adames. Into second with an RBI double is Willie Adames. The Brewers on the board. It's 4-1 Yankees. Soto did a good job to get to that ball and prevent it from getting to the wall. He got to it on one hop, but he was essentially stumbling once he did. And because of that, Adames able to hustle into second. So now second and third and nobody out. And Jake Bauer's at the plate. Adames drives in his 13th of the season. Stroman brings home the first pitch to Bauer's, and he misses with a splitter. Down and away, it's 1-0. Well, the Brewers have broke the ice, so to speak. Finally pushed a run across against Stroman, who has been wobbling all afternoon long. 1-0, swing and a miss at a good breaking ball down from Stroman. That was a good pitch. One ball and one strikes, or one strike on Bauer's. Stroman kicks the leg and the pitch missed inside. It's 2-1. All of a sudden, Stroman just not quite throwing the strikes he'd want. He's starting to fall behind a little bit as Ron Marinaccio is getting loose in their pin. And Bauer's ticks down and in. It's 3-1. That double by Adames, by the way, $75 to the MAC Fund, courtesy of Westbin, the silver lining. Three balls and one strike on Bauer's. The pitch, high drive, right field, Soto back, it is gone! Jake Bauer's ties it up on one swing! A three-run shot, it's 4-4 at American Family Field. And the Brewers getting to Stroman here in the fifth inning. The second home run of the season for Jake Bauer's. And we got a brand new ball game in Milwaukee. Here's Gary Sanchez. Stroman brings home the pitch and Sanchez takes down and away. It's 1-0. $100. To Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin for that home run. The 1-0. Sanchez takes down and away with a slider. It's two balls and no strikes. And I tell you, Marcus Stroman has lost it here in the fifth. He is just not sharp. 2-0 pitch. Sanchez takes low. It's three balls and no strikes.
You could see it start at the end of the fourth inning when he threw those seven straight balls before he came back to get Churio.
You bet. 3-0 pitch way outside and Sanchez works the walk. And all five that have come to the plate in the fifth have reached against Stroman, who's nearing 90 pitches. Ortho ASAP, walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. The Brewers all over Marcus Stroman here in the fifth inning. And that appears to be it for the right-hander. Aaron Boone out of the dugout. He's made the call to the bullpen. Marinaccio is coming in for New York. It is a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They are proud to support the Brewers and reminded that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for a high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular built for us. A 4-4 ball game, still nobody out, bottom of the fifth. on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil. Saving you big time money on snacks.
10 to 15 ounce Craven pretzels, $1.69 a bag. Or 8 ounce Craven chips, just $1.99 a bag.
My Caramba hot prices on snacks.
Pretzels, $1.69 or chips, $1.99.
Hey, these taste just like the national brands, but they're half the price.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee owned.
It's Woodman's.
Ron Marinaccio takes over on the mound for the Yankees, making his sixth appearance of the year. 0-0 record with a 1.42 ERA. He pitched on Friday night in this series. Brewers getting to Marcus Stroman to tie this game at 4 in the bottom of the fifth. Runner at first is Sanchez. Blake Perkins the batter. Marinaccio's pitch catches the outside edge. It's 0-1. Stroman ended up walking 5 today, and Sanchez still his responsibility. Marinaccio, the 0-1 pitch, that's flipped foul behind home plate, now to play. It's 0-2. He just got the feeling all afternoon long that Stroman was inviting the Brewers to have a big inning, and he kept getting out of it. And finally, the Brewers break through with a big inning here in the bottom of the fifth, highlighted by a three-run shot by Jake Bowers. 0-2's up and away. It's one ball and two strikes on Perkins. He was 1-for-2 this afternoon, a base hit, and he was caught looking back in the fourth. One-two pitch. Perkins lifts one in the air to left. Racing over into the corner is Verdugo. He makes the catch in foul territory just beyond the tarp for the first out. One away for Bryce Turang. Well, always good to get back to baseball season. You got to dust off the lawn furniture, mow the grass, clean up the grill. And then, of course, once you get the grill cleaned up and ready to go, stock up on great tasting sausage from Usinger so you can fill that grill up. Maybe you're going to have a little charcoal going at the ballpark for one of these games against the Rays coming up. First pitch to Bryce Turang is up and away. It's 1-0. You get those $5 tickets to that Rays series and then bring the charcoal grill out, do a little tailgating with Usinger's sausage. It's not tailgating without Usinger's, I can tell you that much. Pitch is outside, two balls and no strikes to Turang. 4-4 ball game. Runner at first and one out. Marinaccio brings home the pitch, and Turang took a strike. It's 2-1. The pitch way outside. Three balls and one strike on Bryce. Turang is 0-for-2, bounced into a double play in the second inning. Hit into a fielder's choice in the fourth. Brewers have battled all the way back from down 4-0 to tie this game at 4. And the pitch took a strike. Very good pitch from Marinaccio. Right at the knees. And the count is full. Three balls and two strikes on Turan. Brewers getting into this Yankees bullpen early. Steps off and tosses to first. Sanchez back in time. Quentin Berry in his here. Telling Jason Lane to roll through the signs one more time. 3-2 pitch. There goes Sanchez. Ground ball on the left side. Fielding it is Cabrera. He's up with it. Throws to first. In time to get Terang, but moving the runner with that 3-2 count paid off because it kept Sanchez out of the double play. So Sanchez now in scoring position, and Joey Ortiz coming to the plate with two outs. Ortiz has walked both times against Stroman. Now he gets to face Marinaccio. Marinaccio came in at the end of Luis Gil's start on Friday night, threw an inning and a third, did not give up a hit, did not give up a base runner, and recorded one strikeout. He's been a good bullpen piece for the Yankees. First pitch to Ortiz, in there for a strike with a fastball. It's 0-1. Action has begun in the Brewers bullpen. Abner Uribe is getting loose. The one pitch. Ortiz a swing and a miss at a changeup. Nothing in two the counts. On a rainy, chilly day in Milwaukee, thankful for the roof as always. Pays off so many times over the course of the season. 0-2 is outside. That was a borderline pitch. Half the Yankees fielders were moving towards the dugout thinking that that was strike three on Ortiz. Could have been called that. But Ortiz better for it. One ball and two strikes to count. Marinaccio, the pitch. That's high. It's 2-2. Go-ahead run is in scoring position at second base. Brewers today 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Check that, 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Popped up. This one in foul territory behind home plate, and it'll find the seats. And we'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Same average with runners in scoring position, just more opportunities for the Brewers today. Ortiz mentally taking himself through his swing as he climbs back in against Marinaccio, who's thrown 15 pitches in this inning so far. 2-2. Way outside. Good backhanded pick by the catcher Trevino to save 90 feet from Sanchez. And the count is full. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes on Ortiz. You've got Churio in the on deck circle. A 4-4 ball game. Ortiz will use his timeout. Big crowd here this afternoon at American Family Field to see the finale between the Yankees and the Brewers. Winner gets the series here today. A look back at second, the 3-2 pitch. That is high. Ortiz walks for the third time today. That is the 8th batter of the inning. This will be the 9th batter of the inning. Remember, Frelick led this inning off with a walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And now here's Jackson Churio, who's hit it on the right side of the infield both times he's come to the plate today. 2 on, 2 out. The 20-year-old phenom at the plate against Ron Marinaccio. In a 4-4 ball game. Swing and a miss at a changeup. It's 0-1. Churio has driven in 13 on the season. Big time opportunity for him right here. 0-1. Hanging breaking ball. Drilled out to left.
back on it goes for Dugo, and he makes the catch in front of the wall. Just a little bit of topspin on that swing from Churio, and the ballpark held it. He got a bunch of people to their feet, but Jackson missed it. 4-4 ball game as we head to the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. A Brewers group outing is the best way to celebrate any special occasion. Take the stress out of planning, as Brewers account reps will set you up with seating blocks, tailgate spaces, and more. Learn more at brewers.com/groups. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Members of Liona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LionaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Blaine's Farm and Fleet, your lawn and garden headquarters. They make it easy for you. Shop in-store or at farmandfleet.com. Find value and quality at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
We go to the top of the sixth inning here at American Family Field. Jackson Churio gave one a ride to the base of the wall out in left, but Alex Verdugo able to make the catch in front of the wall to end the inning. And the Brewers will have to settle for the four-run inning. So they got the job done in terms of getting this game square again at four. Tobias Myers' day is done. Another nice start for Tobias Myers. Five innings, four hits, four runs. He struck out five, and no walks for Myers today. Aaron Judge leads off the top of the sixth inning against Abner Uribe. He takes over on the mound for the Crew. Power versus power here. And the first pitch from Abner is a sinker that misses inside. It's 1-0. If you like fun matchups in baseball, this is a fun one. Uribe versus Judge. 1-0 offering. Swing and a miss at that nasty slider down and away. And it's one ball and one strike. One-one. Slider missed low. Two balls and a strike. The count on Judge. Minor from Schneider and their professional truck drivers. Slow down, move over, drive safely in work zones. Top of the sixth inning, a 4-4 ball game, the rubber match of this series. 2-1. And that missed somewhere. We were talking about this earlier off air, Josh. Sometimes I wonder if Judge and just his sheer size makes it kind of challenging for the umpires to know where to set his strike zone. That looked like a strike. 3-1. That came up and in and all the way back to the backstop, and Judge will work a walk to lead things off.
Yeah, you never know how that previous pitch changed the whole complexion of the at-bat, because it certainly did look like it was in the strike zone. He's got such a big, hot, high, tall strike zone, more so than just about any batter in Major League Baseball, and the umpire has to adjust to it.
The pitcher has to adjust to it. The catcher has to adjust to it. And then you go right back to, you know, I guess a normal-sized player after Aaron Judge is out of the box again. He's just such a large human being, and it is such a different strike zone than it is for really the other eight batters in your lineup. So here's Alex Verdugo. First pitch. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1. In many ways, it should be a bigger strike zone, but I think just being consistent with it is challenging. Verdugo 0-2 today, a flyout and a strikeout. He's 4-11 in the series. A one. Chopper towards second base. Big hop for Terang. Feeds to Adames. Comes across the bag, and then the ball is deflected by Aaron Judge on the throw to first. And now play is going to be held up. Pat Murphy's coming out, and he's going to ask for the runner at first to be out as well. Judge is out. The Adames throw, it looked like it hit Judge's hands as he was going into his slide. And so Pat Murphy is going to get an explanation from Derek Thomas. And there was no interference call on Judge here. And Pat Murphy's saying when he went into a slide, you can't put your hands up like that, trying to cause a problem. Yeah. He put that left hand up there and basically batted the ball down.
He blocked it like a basketball player blocking a jump shot.
The umpires are going to get together and talk this one over.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's interference on the base runner.
Yeah, you can go hard into second base there, but you can't try to touch the ball. And I think the argument there is, look, he was trying to hit the ball with his hand. There is a fine line there, but you can't do that intentionally. And that's the argument the Brewers are making. And now I don't know that the Brewers are going to get the conclusion from Andy Fletcher that they want. Andy Fletcher's explaining it to Pat Murphy. And Pat Murphy, if I read his lips right, said, so that's a judgment call. So their judgment is that he wasn't doing that on purpose, I believe. And so what would have been a double play, if he doesn't make contact with the baseball, that's a double play. And unfortunately what that does is that rewards that. Oh, I mean, there's no doubt he's in full extension with his left hand as he's going into the slide. Come on. Well, the call's going to be the way that it is. It's going to be a fielder's choice. Verdugo safe at first. 4-6 on the putout at second base. And now Giancarlo Stanton comes to the plate. Verdugo at first, one out. Uribe brings home the pitch to Stanton, and that is a little bit low with his slider, and it's 1-0. That's the tough part about that, with it being a judgment call. Once that call's made, there's not a lot you can do about it. You can get together and talk as umpires, but nobody's going to overrule the second base umpire Derek Thomas in that situation. That's just his call, and that's the way he saw it. The 1-0 pitch in there with a strike, and it's 1-1. There's action in that Yankees bullpen right now. One ball and one strike on Stanton. The pitch swung on and fouled at the plate by Stanton on a slider. He was trying to pull off that slider, opened up, took a big hack at it, and hit it straight down into the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Uribe on the first base side of the rubber now tosses to first, and back in time is Verdugo. Uribe looks in. Long hold and the 1-2. And he just missed low with his slider. It's two balls and two strikes. Ian Hamilton is getting loose. The right-hander in that Yankee spin. Uribe, the 2-2 pitch. Popped him up. This one on the infield. First baseman Jake Bowers giving way to Terang. Makes the catch a couple of feet away from the first base bag by the time he caught it. And there's two outs now for Anthony Rizzo. Rizzo comes to the plate. He's got a double today. He's 2 for 2. Well, the last chance to take advantage of the Brewers' $5 flash sale. Score your tickets to this week's series against the Rays for just $5, courtesy of Festival Foods. $5 flash sale ends tonight, so get your seats at brewers.com/flash sale. 4-4 ball game, top of the sixth inning. Uribe brings home the pitch, and it's down and in, 1-0. Habner has looked much better his last couple of times out. Been very effective for the Crew. Sinker command has been better. Slider, of course, very good. That pitch misses down and in with a sinker. And it climbs to 2 balls and 0 strikes on Rizzo. You've got Gleyber Torres in the on-deck circle for New York. Brewers play Rizzo to pull on the in the outfield and on the infield. 2-0. Missed inside. And it goes to 3 balls and 0 strikes on Rizzo. A tie ball game, top of the sixth. This has been some kind of series. Friday night was an instant classic. Last night was not so much, but today's been a great game thus far. 3-0 pitch. That's over for a strike. And it's 3-1. Brewers have left 8 on base today. The Yankees just 1. That is a part of the story. Brewers own the hit column 6-5 in this game. Uribe trying to get this game to the bottom of the sixth, still tied. 3-1. Chop foul at the plate. The count is full. It's 3-2 on Rizzo. Entire home series against the AL East. Brewers have seen a good chunk of the AL East already by seeing the Orioles as well on the road. They'll go to Boston at the end of May. So taking care of the AL East early in their schedule this year for the Crew.
Had that great series win in Baltimore. That is super impressive. You've seen what the Orioles have done since then.
It's been a really impressive start to the year just in general for the Brewers. They have lost just one series. It was that series to San Diego, that last homestand. That was just that 3-game series. They've won or split in every other series this year. That is an incredible feat when it's almost May. And now time called by Rizzo. And the crowd here not appreciative of it, but he's entitled to it. Big pitch coming right here. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rizzo at the plate. Uribe looking in. The pitch. There goes the runner. And it's down and in for ball four. That's a pretty good pitch by Uribe. That didn't miss by that much. Very close pitch. It just missed. And now first and second, and Chris Hook is out for a trip to the mound to chat with Abner before this battle with Gleyber Torres. Trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. So big battle here between Uribe and Torres. Torres is 0 for 2 today. He had the big swing yesterday. You can talk about all the home runs the Yankees hit in that game yesterday and their 19 hits overall. I could argue the swing by Torres was one of the biggest, if not the biggest. The 3-run double to right center that came in the third inning. It was a 3-1 game, and that just really took the air out of the game when Torres, with 2 strikes against him, by the way, lined that ball to the right center field gap. And so this is a dangerous hitter. He's only hitting 206 on the year, does not have a home run, has driven in 5. Now, this is a guy that's been an important bat in this Yankees lineup for the last handful of years. Uribe, first pitch to him, is down and away with a sinker. It's 1-0. Torres acquired when the Yankees shipped Aroldis Chapman to the Cubs all the way back in 2016. Torres was a big prospect with Chicago, and that was the return the Yankees got. 1-0, swing and a miss. He swung through a fastball at 99. And it's 1-1 as Hobie Milner getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. Missed low. Two balls and one strike.
This has got to be tough for Abner. Keep your head level and stay in the moment. He should be back in the dugout by now. You remember that double play ball that probably should have been? No interference called. He's made some good pitches.
Trying to battle his way through this sixth. Big moment in this game. 2-1. Ground ball back up the middle. That's going to leak through into center field for a base hit. Around third, headed for home is Verdugo. He's in there, and the Yankees take a 5-4 lead. Rizzo stops at second. The crowd booing because they're aware of what Josh just mentioned. The Brewers should be back in the dugout. 5-4 Yankees. Can't do anything about it now, though. And Torres delivers an RBI single back up the middle, and now here's Oswaldo Cabrera. Uribe will stay in there to face him. And the pitch. Pick back to second, and back in time was Rizzo. The pitch was a ball. It's 1-0. Two walks in the inning. That was the first hit of the inning. Delivered by Torres right there. The 1-0 to Cabrera. Slider missed outside. Two balls and no strikes. Now Abner has thrown some pitches in this inning. He's at 24 and still not out of it. Hamilton still getting loose in that Yankees pen. Feels like he's been up for a long time. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Swung through a sinker at 99. And it's 2-1. Cabrera is 1-for-2. Had a single back in the fifth inning. And a tapper out in front of home plate, but it rolls foul at the third baseline. It's 2-2 on Cabrera. Abner Uribe, he is a reliever for this Brewers club that has as special of an arm as just about anybody we've seen come through this organization in the last decade or so. And he is as electric as they come, trying to get back into that dugout. Kicks the leg, the 2-2 pitch. Missed outside of the slider. And the count is full. It's 3-2. And Trevino is in the on-deck circle for New York. Elvis Peguero is starting to get loose in the Brewers' pen as well. 3-2 pitch, runners go, and the pitch is outside for ball four. So Abner has issued yet another walk. That is the third walk in the inning. Pam Murphy looking on in that Brewers dugout. And Uribe's going to stay in there to face Trevino. So a right-handed batter with the bases loaded. Peguero would not be ready yet. The pitch. Slider missed up and in. It's 1-0. Abner's struggling a little bit with his command now. He looked fairly sharp there for the beginning of this outing. But some struggles throwing strikes right now. 1-0. That's in there for a strike with a slider. And it's 1-1. 30 pitches now for Abner in the inning. Just one run in, so this is a big moment. Get out of this with just a one-run deficit. 1-1. Slider hit into the left center field gap. That's going to get down for a hit. One run is in. A second run is in. And stopping at third is Cabrera. It's a two-run single for Jose Trevino, and the Yankees lead it 7-4. Rizzo and Torres both score. And it's been a tough outing here for Abner this afternoon after the Brewers put that four-run inning together in the bottom of the fifth. The Yankees have answered with three runs of their own, and this game feeling very much like Friday night's game. And Pat Murphy is out of the dugout, and he is making his way to the mound to take the baseball from Abner Uribe.